B-Pod Studios.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show. Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's very disappointed in the Saved by the Bell reboot, me, James Campbell.
Did you see the controversy that was going around between that and Selena Gomez?
No, what is going on with that? The controversy, Saved by the Bell controversy?
Yeah, so they made Peacock, the
ones, streaming network.
Yeah, they put out an apology for making jokes about Selena Gomez.
Ooh, I did not even hear a Selena Gomez joke. But I was also too busy trying to keep my eyes open for that mega babe, Kelly Kapowski, who you never see except for maybe 2 minutes.
They made a joke about the fact that she got a kidney transplant. They said, I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish I had my phone so that I could prove it, some student said.
And they're upset by that.
Get over it.
We are getting soft. USA is getting soft.
I don't know, dudes. Thumbs up or thumbs down for the reboot?
Thumbs down.
Oh, bummer.
Not very good. We asked on social media, over at Checkpoint XP, on Twitter and Facebook, which game were you hyped for that was an utter disappointment? We'll talk to you about your answers in just a moment, because first, we're going to discuss ours. And I've been going around the room quite a bit today in between segments, complaining about a game that I bought for Black Friday, and that is Star Wars Squadrons. I was super excited, super hyped to play this game. Dudes, I've been in the tutorial for like an hour and a half. I think I've been in the tutorial longer than anybody ever expected somebody to play the tutorial. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to get out of the tutorial.
Why were you so hyped for this game?
Because it was going to be in VR. So I'm like, I could fly an actual Star Wars spacecraft with the VR on.
Did you ever play Rogue Squadron back on the N64?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not enough to where I can remember playing a ton of it and loving
it. Okay, because that's what sort of had me hyped for it. And it still looks like a great game. Mm-hmm. But the more and more I saw, I could tell that it definitely wasn't going to be Rogue Squadron.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And honestly, off of your experience, I don't know. If I see it someday for like 10 or 15 bucks, maybe I'll try and pick it up. But
yeah, for me, it's I literally fly in my spaceship towards the enemy spaceship. And then they fly right by me. So then I just stop. Then I turn and try to shoot at them as they fly away. Then once they're out of range, I got to fly after them. It's just, if somebody were to watch me play this, it would be embarrassing.
You.
Yeah, it would be embarrassing.
What about you, Weird Beard?
I'm still butthurt about this 5 years afterwards. Never have I been so conned, have I been so defeated. Evolve was the game that I wanted. So this is a game, look. You play either as four people trying to capture the monster, or you're the monster.
Yes!
See, James?
I remember this game.
Didn't it look amazing?
Yes, and then what happened to it?
It was terrible upon release. Any 2K game, as usual, came out half done. The monster didn't work correctly. They didn't like that you could just win in the first 30 seconds. Like, it was just a cluster. But God, if I had a time machine, I would not go back and assassinate Hitler. I would go back and figure out what broke Evolve and make it work.
Well, at least he's got some aspirations.
Yeah, this was actually a hard one for me. I've definitely bought games that I've been disappointed in, but mm-hmm. but in most cases, games that I get hyped for turn out to be pretty good. And games that end up being massive disappointments, I usually see coming from a mile away. Like Anthem, for example. A lot of people were so excited for Anthem, but I knew.
I knew.
I don't know. Probably the game that I got most disappointed in that I picked up, and again, this was an impulse buy, so it wasn't even hyped beforehand, but For Honor, when that first came out.
It's kind of like a Call of Duty type game?
No. So it's set in, I don't want to say medieval times, it's set in a time where you can choose between samurais or knights or ninjas, like a bunch of these different sort of fantasy factions, and then you fought each other. It had some like really interesting combat, but a lot of the power or the gear in it was locked behind microtransactions. And it was kind of a first-person game, so I don't know, or a one-player game. It was really, really scummy. And the thing that turned me off the most is they did a tournament. They had a For Honor tournament, the developers did. And there was a glitch in it that allowed one of the classes to basically be invincible and completely cheese the competition.
Ooh.
He used it in the competition. And instead of just being like, all right, you can't do that, like that's banned. If you do it, you're kicked out. They just let him do it anyway, and so he won the competition. And I just remember them. I just remember like when they were up on stage, and this guy's getting like the money and the trophy and stuff like that. The commentator is basically like, you know what you did.
That's funny.
But apparently there's nothing we can do, even though there was. Anyway, let's take a look at some of our answers off of social media. Nadia says WWE 2K20.
Oh my God, that maybe, was a stinker.
Maybe the worst video game I've ever played, and I've lived through E.T. on the Atari 2600. Remember, this is a WWE game that when 2020 started, it somehow bricked the game, and you couldn't play it at all.
Well, you couldn't tell who you were playing as anyways if you did play the game, because none of the facial recognition, nothing looked like any of the players. It was the game was unplayable.
Raceland also says Anthem. So does Carl. Carl says, me and my friend even bought the Big Daddy Edition. Look, Anthem was a gorgeous, beautiful game. You basically got to be Iron Man in space.
You got duped, though. You knew it was going to suck.
It's not even that it sucked. There was just nothing there. Like, they dropped this game, and then they didn't follow up with any content whatsoever. And now apparently they're talking about coming out with Anthem 2.0 or Anthem Next. If they make anybody pay for that game, man, I don't even know. Like, people who paid for Anthem better get that one for free. E. Schneider here says The Last of Us.
Ooh, that sounds like a controversial one.
I had to, because I saw this coming in our Twitter, and Ethan never responded, but I asked if it's the first or the second one.
I can see people's reasoning for the second one. They did a lot of controversial stuff from, you know, gameplay to actual, like, story narrative things, but there was nothing wrong with The Last of Us. That was a masterpiece of a game.
You think
shame
they were disappointed
on you,
in the pandemic, with the pandemic kind of situation going on in the game?
But again, this was released way, way before the pandemic. You can't blame it on
that.
Can't
be mad about it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, says Final Fantasy 15. Fun at first, but the story in the middle and the end just made it unenjoyable. Since you finish it at launch, you didn't get the full experience until way later in the DLC. It was just a cluster of a mess. Final Fantasy 13 had a better story than 15 did.
So wait a second. So this game came out, Final Fantasy 15 came out. You played it, but you couldn't actually complete the game until the DLC was released.
You could complete it, but it didn't wrap up the story.
Yeah, the game wasn't finished. It was like, it was finished, quote unquote, but like, if you got all the way to the end, there was another 20% that just wasn't there that ended up coming out as DLC. So like, really, if you're one of those nerds who's like, oh, I bought it first day and I beat it in 14 hours straight,
you were left unfulfilled. No, I did not buy this game, actually. This was essentially a Final Fantasy boy band simulator.
Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Vic Sauce says The Last of Us 2, but he doesn't give us any reasons why.
I think The Last of Us 2 catches more flack than it should have. I'm not going to lie. I think the people who get kind of butthurt about it are goobers, because it's like, it wasn't the best game, but it definitely
was candy.
But it's way better than like a lot of games that exist in the world.
It had to follow almost an impossible to beat like first great game. So Billy says Superman 64. It hurts to this day. I literally took the game back to the store and demanded a refund within an hour of playing it.
Wow. Did you, either of you guys ever play that one?
No, that's a little too old for me, unfortunately. Jeffrey says it's between For Honor, which was my answer, and No Man's Sky. Now, No Man's Sky, I definitely understand that one. They overpromised way more than they actually delivered the day of, to the point where there were some people that tried to sue them for false advertising.
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky, yeah. But on the plus side, the state that No Man's Sky is in today, completely different game, definitely worth the play. I've actually recently re-downloaded it. I haven't had a chance to jump back in to play
it
yet.
It's pretty, man.
But I've heard good stuff. In fact, actually, don't they I don't know if it's just for next gen or not, but haven't they also recently released like a VR component for it as well?
Yes, they have, because it's flying the ships, which is super, super cool. And I think like they've righted a lot of the wrongs, but I just don't know if they're ever going to get another bite at that apple.
Yeah.
All right. If you enjoyed those responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. However, we want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. You can call in and chime in on our social media question that we have posed, or ask any question you feel like the experts here at Checkpoint XP should be able to answer. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out Checkpoint Daily, where you can hear the latest in video game news that is breaking that day. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Land Rover has announced the 2021 Range Rover Evoque with enhanced technology and refinement. Land Rover's most advanced system, PV Pro, is introduced as standard, featuring a redesigned, intuitive menu structure with the most popular features and functions accessible from a single home screen. The new Range Rover Evoque is priced from $43,300. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.